This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Good morning. Reactions have been ricocheting around the globe about Pope Francis's position supporting the idea of man-made climate change long before he even issued his encyclical, which happened today. Among faith groups, a groundswell of environmental concern has already been building. That includes the Muslim community, which begins Ramadan, its sacred month of fasting, today. In Milwaukee, a group called the Islamic Environmental Group of Wisconsin has now been operating for a decade. The group will be honored next week by a national interfaith group for its programs. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz visited with two local volunteers instrumental in the Islamic group's green initiatives within its faith community.
Nabil Sulus says the Quran stresses the importance of caring for the earth. That's why he's eager to show me the green projects the Islamic Society of Milwaukee has spearheaded.
We did some stuff here, but we also did some stuff on our other facility.
We're inside the Islamic Center on South 13th Street. It holds classrooms for middle and high school students and a mosque.
You know what we did in this facility, mainly the green roof? We did it here because it has the, you know, our children, the students will be able to see what this is all about. It has an educational purpose as well.
Salus says installing special faucets helped cut water consumption. He pulls out a rendering of a stormwater control system. It's five blocks east of here, at the building that serves as community center and elementary school.
We have a large parking lot, so we built bioswales. This is elaborate. The section of that we dug deep, like, you know, 6-7 feet down with the gravel. So when rainwater comes, it will naturally flow to those swales, and that will do the infiltration. It gets cleaned up. And so basically, none of that goes to the system. They have been very, very successful. Excuse me, I have to take this phone call.
Salus is interrupted by a persistent cell phone caller. This isn't his day job. Salus is a civil engineer who runs his own construction company. Hupa Alkef is also a volunteer. 10 years ago, she created the Islamic Environmental Group of Wisconsin, a group that will soon change its name to Wisconsin Green Muslims. She says the new name is simpler and a little more hip. Alkef works with mosques in Madison and the Fox Valley, but most of her energy is spent in Milwaukee. This is home. Every month, she promotes a different environmental theme from energy consumption to urban farming. Alkef says the efforts boil down to tying awareness and action to spirituality. We pop over to the community center / elementary school to see the bioswale system, of course. Inside, wide shafts of light from a skylight system provide natural light and reduce the need of light bulbs. Inside the women's bathroom, Alkef shows me faucets especially designed for ritual washing before prayer.
It's called ablution station. So we have to wash, make ourselves pure before praying. So basically washing our hands, face, till the elbows here, hands, and then head, and then our feet. These are the sensors, so we can use this minimum amount.
Alkef says the sensor-activated faucet serves as one reminder that conservation folds into faith.
And there is a saying by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is that you conserve water even if you are on the banks of a flowing river. So you only use what you need. Even if you're using it to pray, yes, even if you're using it to pray. So that's our goal. We know how much he used and how much we use, and so our goal is to reach that level in water conservation.
So this dedication to conservation of all kinds, water, energy, is really built into the foundation of your
It
your
is.
Faith.
I mean, there's so many. That's more than 500 verses in the Quran that has environmental aspects. The earth was mentioned more than 400 times in the Quran, and there's different lessons. So that's our mission, really, is to bring out what's there, already there, and just tie it with, okay, things that we can do. And so that's basically what we do, is education.
Children spill out of the building. Summer school has ended for the day. Some jump into their waiting family car. Others gravitate to the adjacent green space and playground equipment. Nabil Sulus says it replaced a huge parking lot.
You know, if there is a hard surface that we don't need, we just, like, got rid of it.
Did that take lots of meetings and consensus and all that thing to decide, okay, these are the things we're going to do?
Of course, endless. Endless number of meetings, you know, you have to deal with
a quorum and we cannot get a quorum. And
Huda Alkaf adds projects that benefit children and their health are of utmost importance to the community.
That goes a priority. I mean, that gets people's motivation, yes.
Alkaf says consensus building and education have made the Islamic Society of Milwaukee's buildings greener and more sustainable, but says much work remains.
We need to do a lot more. We have like a long way to go, but we're celebrating. That's the basic thing that we do, is we celebrate everything that we do. Like every month, okay, at the end of that month, we celebrate whatever we did, because that gives us momentum. Just celebrate, move forward. We can do better next year or next month.
I can add, you know, I'm part of the finance committee at the organization here, and our water bills substantially, you know, went down. I used to see some of those children, you know, they go to the bathroom area, open the faucet, sometimes multiple faucet all the way, and they just like play games with it. Once we introduced those electronic sensored faucets, you know, we eliminated a good deal of that abuse. So it was like, you know, something good for business as well. So it's not only the right thing to do, you know, morally, but it's financially, I seen a difference in that.
Huda Alkaf's motivation began and remains linked to a passion she felt as a child.
Early on, when my family members used to ask me, what do you want to be? I used to tell them, I want to be an environmentalist. I used to love, I mean, nature and the sea and the lakes and the rivers and water and the birds. And I just want to understand what's the connection between them. What kind of science that provides me with explanation of what the connections are. The only one is in ecology. So, I mean, my major was a double major in chemistry and biology, but that did not satisfy me because it's just two separate sciences and they don't talk to each other. But ecology was just, that's it for me. This is what makes sense. It's just to bring things together, explain them, looking at the system as a whole, looking at the parts, and then what's our role in it to maintain that, those parts. And as a Muslim, in the Quran, God told us that it's everything he created is in balance, and your role is to maintain that balance. So it's just a match for me. We want to mobilize the faith community to realize that connection, to build on it, to practice their faith, and to move forward and to collaborate with others who believe in the same way. And what's interesting, like when we do these different cycles, is that people tune in like different things, different themes. So people, like sometimes they're more into the community vegetable garden. We have different types of people who come when we talk about energy. You find different types of people who come when we talk about fair trade. So this enables us to connect with different people and meet them where they are and then connect with them versus if we just do as a package. So that's worked well for us so far. But Ramadan is the best performance that we need to be making. That's the greatest reward in during this month of Ramadan. We'll do our best.
Today, as fasting begins, the Islamic Society of Milwaukee joins more than 24 mosques around the country embracing Greening Ramadan. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.